Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. It's great to have you with us once again. Today, we are joined by a singer-songwriter who grew up in a small town in Louisiana, and now he is living in the big city in Nashville, coming out with a new album, Tale of Two Towns. And he has spent his life in two towns, a teeny one with less than 1,000 people in it, and now Music City in Nashville. We welcome Brandon Radcliffe to our show today. Nice to have you, Brandon.
Thanks, Larry. Thank you for having me.
Well, first of all, congratulations on the baby. You know, your wife had a baby. You know, people say you had a baby. You didn't have the baby. You didn't do the hard work. The wife did the hard work.
That's right. Yeah, my wife is definitely a superstar for going through all that. It was for anyone who's ever had a baby before and has experienced that whole thing, it was all the cliches are true. It was miraculous. It was also terrifying. And yeah, women are superheroes for going through that because it is, it's pretty gnarly.
Yes, I think the population would be quite small if men had to do that. I don't think we could.
Exactly.
We couldn't handle it. But yeah, congratulations. It's a little girl, I understand.
That's right. Yeah, we got a little girl. I'm officially a girl dad. And I was a little intimidated by that at first. But now I'm loving it, man. I think I'm going to do well as a girl dad.
Have you gotten any ideas for songs now that the little Leah has arrived?
I am noticing that before the holidays, usually I kind of there's a lull that always happens at the end of the year. Creatively, you kind of feel like your tank is empty, you know, and especially because I had a project that was Tale of Two Towns that was sitting on the shelf waiting to come out. And so I sort of I feel like I had nothing to say. I was just like I was going to writes and I was just, there's no more deflating feeling than going to a write and just being like, man, I feel like I don't even know how to write songs. And now on the other side of the release and Elliot being born, I am just, man, I feel like I'm just overwhelmed with inspiration. But what's also nice is, kind of a unique experience that this record would come out the same week she was born. So everybody's kind of letting me, you know, have my time. So I feel like I'm getting to kind of marinate in the inspiration rather than like immediately letting it come out. So I'm looking forward to whatever this next season brings creatively and personally and all that.
Mm-hmm. And your wife must be thrilled that you're going out on tour right when she has a little baby to take care of.
Exactly. Right. I know. Yeah. It's fun, man. Yeah. Life is crazy.
And it's going to be hard to leave the little girl go out on the road.
Yeah. That'll give me a whole new reason of, I feel like this new perspective of having a little girl is just, man, it's going to make leaving this house even harder because it's already hard leaving, you know, Lex. And my hope is that I can, you know, bring them with me somehow, some way. I'm going to do everything. I know they can't come to everything, but I've just recently, somebody gave me that advice. They were like, hey, you know, I know that it's crazy. People will tell you you're a psycho for doing this, but bring your family everywhere you can bring them. You will never regret it. And I'm like, man, I am so with that mindset because I feel like even if you lose money, even if you feel like you're going crazy, I feel like you will look back on your life and you'll feel like you had, it was full and you made a lot of memories, you know?
All right. We're talking to Brandon Radcliffe, who's our guest. Tale of Two Towns, Volume 1 is the name of the latest album. And you're going to do a song for us right now?
Yes, sir. I'm going to do one for you, Larry.
What are you going to do?
I guess I'll start us off with how this whole record started. I guess I'll start us off with Tale of Two Towns.
Tale of Two Towns. Here's Brandon Radcliffe. You're listening to Border Crossings.
Back they went from kids to fathers, just like their fathers went from raising hell to raising daughters. It's blue jersey straight to blue collars. Don't dream no farther than that city limit sign. I feel a little free, I feel a little guilty, 'cause I grew a little bit and now it don't fit me. I gotta give it credit for the man I am, but I got a lot of questions on the other hand. Didn't my parents settle when they settled down? Are you more brave for leaving or sticking around? It's one dot on a map, but a tale of two towns. Thank God I grew up there. Thank God I got out. Sometimes I wonder who I'd have married. Would I be happy barely if I stayed? Thought of waiting another year straight up scares me, 'cause there comes a time when it's too late and that muddy water turns into quicksand. And you say you're gonna leave, but you know you can't. Didn't my parents settle when they settled down? Are you more brave for leaving or sticking around? It's one dot on a map, a tale of two towns. Thank God I grew up there. Thank God I got out. Didn't my parents settle when they settled down? Are you more brave for leaving or sticking around? It's one dot on a map, but a tale of two towns. Thank God I grew up there. Thank God I got out. Thank God I grew up there. Thank God I got out. Thank God I grew up there.
Border Crossings. Brandon Radcliffe is our guest. We were watching the video performance of Brandon for Tale of Two Towns, the title track to the new album. So which two towns are we talking about? Are we talking about the town in Louisiana you grew up in and now Nashville? Or what two towns were you focused on when you wrote this?
Yeah, that's kind of the fun part about this song is it sort of has like there's a tangible, you know, like feet on the ground kind of version of the story. And there's a more abstract version of the story. The more abstract version of the story is, to your point, the tale of two different towns, like Cotton Valley, Louisiana versus Nashville, Tennessee. That's one side of the story, but really where the song was kind of born was me looking at my own life in Cotton Valley, Louisiana, and thinking about what would this hypothetical alternative life be if I would have just stayed there and never would have left? And the thought of that, you know, really kind of arose out of like a conversation I was having with my wife one night during the heat of 2020 when the world was shut down. I was talking to her about, you know, have you ever thought about who you'd be if you never would have left that little town? And she goes, yeah, I have thought about it. It's kind of scary, actually. And I go, I know, right? Thank God I grew up there. Thank God I got out. And I remember when I said that, like, wasn't thinking about songs at all. I remember kind of stopping and hearing that out loud and being like, that's something, man. There's something to that idea. And I remember immediately thinking to myself, like, I can't be the only guy who feels that way. You know, there's clearly my wife feels that way. You know, she just kind of validated that here in this conversation. But everybody I know here in Nashville, for the most part, it's rare you meet somebody who's from Nashville. That's why every time you meet somebody who says they're from Nashville, you're like, wow, you're a unicorn, man. There's nobody from Nashville anymore, you know? So that kind of got me thinking about this idea of like, everybody's from somewhere, you know, everybody's got a hometown, and really there's only a few options. You either stay in that hometown forever, you never leave, you leave, you never come back, or you leave and at some point you make the journey back like the prodigal son to where you came from. And I'm sort of at the beginning of that journey. I'm really, even though I've been out of that town for almost a decade now, really in the grand scheme of life, I'm sort of at just the beginning. I'm at the very first, you know, step out of that season. And so I really wrote this whole, that song ended up branching off into a whole conversation that ended up becoming this whole record. And really all this record is doing is kind of asking those questions of like, you know, who would I be if I would have stayed? And honestly, am I making the right decision by doing what I'm doing? I look back at, you know, my papaw and my family for kind of always having one foot in, one foot out, and always like playing to get back to their home and building roots there. And I go, you know, maybe there is something to that lifestyle too, because there is kind of pros and cons to both sides. And I guess none of us really will know the full answers to those questions until we've lived it.
And I've noticed that fans of country music are a lot more loyal and dedicated, and they'll stick with somebody for the long haul, you know, through the good and the bad, the ups and the downs. You know, country music fans are just, you know, different than, you know, pop music fans. Trends come and go, but in the country music world, it's very different. Would you do another song for us?
Absolutely. Yeah.
What are you going to do next?
I will play one of my favorites on the record. The song is the second track on Tale of Two Towns. It's called Always Moving On.
Always Moving On. Brandon Radcliffe, right here on Border Crossings.
You fall in love just to save your film. You treat your heart like a cheap hotel. Waste a nickel and a wishing well. Skip town, start down at the bottom. Might as well smoke 'em. Everybody got 'em. Gotta feel better. That means feeling worse. Ain't nobody starting the finish line first. Ain't we all just always on our way? Just one day away from someday, one day. Just going round in circles, trying to go straight. All falling in pieces, all falling in place. Ain't we all just traveling, tripping, gypsy, drifting, unraveling the road until we're gone? Ain't we all just always moving on? Ain't we all just racing reckless in between red lines? Then locking brakes up just to stop on a dime. Looking for better, better than the one we got. But when it don't get any better, you better stop. Ain't we all just always on our way? Just one day away from someday, one day. Just going round in circles, trying to go straight. Or falling in pieces, or falling in place. Ain't we all just traveling, tripping, gypsy, drifting, unraveling the road until we're gone? Ain't we all just always moving on? Always on our way, just one day away from someday, one day. Just going round in circles, trying to go straight, or falling in pieces or falling in place. Ain't we all just traveling, tripping, gypsy, drifting, unraveling the road till we're gone? Ain't we all just always moving on, moving on, moving on, moving on?
Border Crossings, Brandon Radcliffe is our guest, and that is off of his newest album, Tale of Two Towns, Volume 1. You will make a Volume 2, I read.
That's correct. Yes. Yeah, we used really the digital landscape in a really creative way. I don't know that, to my knowledge, I don't think anybody's ever done this, which is why I was so thrilled that that we had this idea. But we kind of just filled the back half of the volume, or the double volume record, with instrumental tracks that are sort of like almost like preludes to a lot of the foundational elements of the first half of the record. So like guitar, I write a lot from a guitar. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the parts you hear on that back half are really like the bones of how I built what you hear on the first half. And so we just kind of put those in there really as place fillers to spell out the sentence that is, I'm not finished with this volume yet. I will finish it with you next year and hope to build a family business. It's kind of funny and creative in that way, but it is hilarious. I've had people ask me, they'll see a song called Next Year or With You, and they'll be like, man, what is this instrumental stuff you're doing on the back? And I'm like, did you read the sentence? And they're like, oh, man, I get it now. And I'm like,
So the songwriting process for you, when you're putting together the songs, is it the music or the lyrics first?
A lot of times for me, it is the, especially after this project, because for the longest time in Nashville, you know, you have a little, I have a huge folder here on my phone that's called titles and ideas. Let me see if I find it. And it's just nothing but, you know, titles, wow, and ideas, right?
I love it.
And so all you do is you kind of write down concepts. A lot of times it's just a title, you know, like, you know, and you try to figure out the angle of the title. So that was, for the longest time, that's how I wrote songs. And then once, you know, COVID kind of got here and I was forced into this like unique silence in my life, I've always gravitated towards guitar playing, acoustic guitar specifically. I was inspired by guys like John Mayer and Lindsey Buckingham for Fleetwood Mac, and like Jim Croce and Glenn Campbell and stuff. And so I kind of like let myself, I was like, I always have these weird, interesting, creative guitar parts, but I never really like allow myself to like write these or bring them up in rooms and stuff. And so I just started like letting myself write a few of them. And then it started changing the process for me, where I sort of wanted to talk about a concept in my own head and then see how the music that I was playing made me feel, and then try to somehow pair what this idea is with what this music feels like, in sort of this like onomatopoetic way or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's really how it starts for me now, is I usually get over here on the guitar and I just kind of like, if I know I've got something special, it's when it like haunts me. Like I'll play a little riff and I'll be like, man, that guitar part is like sticking with me, and it marinates in my mind. And then I start to think about something based off of how that's making me feel, and kind of marry the idea together.
All right. Brandon Radcliffe is going to do another song for us. We have time for one more. What are we going to hear?
I'll close this one out with one of my favorite songs on the record. It's my wife's favorite song, one of her favorite songs I've ever written. This is kind of the other side of the conversation, as we've been talking about this whole time. It is A Tale of Two Towns, and I've shared my side of the story, and this is kind of the metaphorical conversation with the ghost of my grandpa. This song's called Where I'm Coming From.
Where I'm Coming From. It's Brandon Radcliffe. This is Border Crossings.
Looking, Mr. Born, think this town ain't big enough for you. I know I'm just your grandpa, but Don't forget I was your age once too. To know the good you got, sometimes you gotta go. You think you hate it here, but trust me, boy, you don't. Might take you a couple more trips around the sun, but one day you'll find out there's a lot more to a simple life than you thought it was. Sometimes it takes a town to raise you, to make you what you're made of. When it's time to settle down, plant roots, and when you do, you'll know where I'm coming from. You'll come back around. Mr. All grown up, blink the night and the years added up. I'm seeing more me and you, paving your own road, runs in your blood. I never tell you not to do the things you love, but what you're chasing now won't always be enough. Oh, might take you a couple more trips around the sun, but one day you'll find out there's a lot more to a simple life than you thought it was. Sometimes it takes a town to raise you, to make you what you're made of. When it's time to settle down, plant roots, and when you do, you'll know where I'm coming from, and you'll come back around. You'll come back around. Well, look at Mr. Bonaron, missing you, wishing he could call you up just to hear you tell me that you told me so. Might take me a couple more trips around the sun, but I've been finding out there's a lot more to a simple life than I thought it was. Sometimes it takes a town to raise you, to make you what you're made of. When it's time to settle down, plant roots, and when you do, you'll know where I'm coming from, and you'll come back around. You'll come back around. Plant roots, and when you do, you'll know where I'm coming from.
That's Brandon Radcliffe, Where I'm Coming From. It's off of his new album, Tale of Two Towns. So what's the plan for 2023 here? Now that we got the new year, the new album's out, what's happening with Brandon Radcliffe for the next 12 months?
Yeah. I'm sure I'll probably be on the road a bunch this year, which I'm very excited for, because the last time I was really on the road heavy was like 2019. So it's been a while. But for right now, just I'm going to soak up as much time as I can here with the family. And man, I'm just really excited to have this record out and then to fill in the spaces on the second volume. That's the thing where, you know, the thing that inspires me more than anything is the creative process. So being able to like have something else to say, and there's so much more left to say on the second volume, that is really what is taking up most of the real estate in my mind right now. So I'm going to be working in the studio, writing these songs. And then, yeah, hopefully everybody can see me out sometime this year, because I cannot wait to get back on the road and play some of these songs for y'all live.
That's great. That sounds exciting. And I'm excited about volume one and volume two, Tales of Two Towns. It's Brandon Radcliffe as our guest. Where can people find you on social media? Where do people go to get your tour schedule and all the information about Brandon Radcliffe?
So you just look me up, Brandon Radcliffe. It's my name. I don't think there's any crazy numbers or spellings or anything. But yeah, I'm on any platform you can find me, pretty much. I'm there. And like I said, I don't know any dates yet, because it's still early on. We just dropped the record like a couple weeks ago, but man, I'm hoping that stuff will be updated really soon. And yeah, looking forward to seeing you guys in person and hearing y'all sing these songs back.
Thank you, Brandon. Radcliffe is our guest. Tale of Two Towns, Volume 1 is the new album. My name is Larry London, and you are watching Border Crossings on BOA TV.